Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now, to talk Nashville Predators, Len Gleno.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. John Glennon in studio with us.
Of The Athletic. Fine stuff. Right.
Is this the first visit since he's been with The Athletic?
I think so. It's been ostracized.
John Glennon of The Athletic in studio with us. What's up, Glenn Gleno?
Not too much, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate that.
Get close to that mic over there.
Well, someone puts our names in a book, we're going to have them in studio.
That's right.
I feel like that was the only way back.
It's a blanket policy of the Midday 180. If you put us in your book, you can come in
You'll
studio.
You'll be invited in studio. Tell us of this signing tonight.
Yes, as long as we're plugging away. I do have a signing of the book, 100 Things Predators Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. The signing is tonight from 5 to 7 at the Vanderbilt Barnes & Noble on West End. So come on over there. We have some light refreshments. There's rumors of some champagne even to start the evening if you get there early. And I'd be happy to sign every book that is placed in front of me.
So when you sat down and initially came up with the list, what'd you have, like 52, 53?
No more than that, I would say. Probably 70-ish, 70, 75. But then, you know, the more you got to talking with people, you know, I sat down with a lot of guys that had been here for all the years of the Predators as I have, you know, for a Pete Weber, for instance. Certainly some other members of the Preds organization were very helpful as well, and started kicking around ideas, kicking around memories, and lo and behold, you're up to 95. You toss a few more in there, and boom, you're at 100.
Now, what page did you say we were?
Well, by the way, we've tweeted out a link to where you can buy the book.
Yeah, let's get back to us. What page are we on? 40.
We're on page 49. I think prominent here. It's chapter 15 for you guys.
Chapter 15. Can you read the first two graphs?
I'll give you a couple of good graphs here to kind of lead you in. This is chapter 15. If you're following at home,
clear your throat. Can we get him some water? Can we get some water over here?
Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce Glenn Gleno, friend of the show, one of my best friends for a long, long time. Chapter 15 from 100 Things Predators Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die by Glenn Gleno. Forward by Mike Fisher. And he's going to read for us a couple key paragraphs of the book. John, take the floor.
Do you think this will become a holiday tradition? I just want to.
Yeah, it's like Dick LeBeau reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Good. All right. Yeah, here's chapter 15. Headlined, A Brazen Catfish Jake Braves a Foreign Building. And, of course, you guys are very familiar with the famous catfish Jake Waddell. Big fan of the show here, and he plays the central role in this, obviously. So here we go with a couple of chapters just to tease. One by one, the pieces of the puzzle began falling into place for Nashville native Jake Waddell, a longtime Preds fan and a man with a plan. Predators in the Stanley Cup Finals? Check. Predators playing in Pittsburgh for game one? Check. A Waddell family visit scheduled to nearby Youngstown, Ohio at that same time? Check. So the inevitable conclusion? The idiot way my brain works, I was like, man, I've got to throw a catfish on the ice if I go to that game, Waddell recalled. I just figured, man, that would be epic. So Waddell called into the Midday 180 radio show on 104.FM in Nashville. Eager to share his idea with radio hosts Jonathan Hutton, Paul Kuharsky, and Chad Withrow, they were more than encouraging, even supplying Waddell with a promotional t-shirt and a bumper sticker, the latter to wrap around the catfish prior to hurling.
And scene.
Well done. I'm hooked.
Now, how could you not put that in every stocking of everyone you know?
Exactly.
You can buy it right now for $13.56 at Amazon.com.
Did you underprice that or what?
Well, you know,
that's a steal for a stocking stuffer.
You betcha. And, you know, we've got all kinds of discounts out there as well. As I say, you can get the added benefit of a signature today if you join us at 5 over at Barnes & Noble on West End.
John, how difficult is it to actually have a book published nowadays?
It was challenging, certainly. Now, this format, the publishers who do this book, Triumph Publishing, they have done this kind of book many times in many different sports markets, so they know what they're doing. But it is still a challenge to, come up, as we talked about, with the 100 ideas. Now, each of these stories has to be at least 800 words, which is not...
That's your parameter or theirs?
That is their parameter.
Okay.
You know, they don't want you tossing in a bunch of right. two-paragraph stories and saying, all right, check, please. A bit of a challenge. And the deadlines were fairly quick. It was a fairly quick turnaround as well. I turned everything in this past February. I probably had, in terms of the writing it, probably had 5 or 6 months, I would say, to write, which sounds like a lot, but... It's, we're talking about over 300 pages here. So it was a challenge, but very enjoyable to get that first copy in the mail, to walk into a Barnes & Noble, seeing it in the window, and now to enjoy people's feedback on it.
Yeah, obviously covered the team from the first night on the ice here for the Tennessean. What's something you found out, or maybe what's the most interesting thing you found out as you worked on this that you did not know?
Well, I probably knew most things, but I think but I think one of the stories that to me was one of the more interesting was the famous game that Barry Trotz almost got fired. This happened about 5 years into Barry's tenure. Of course, Barry would go on to be in Nashville probably, 15, 16 years. I don't have it in front of me. But about 5 years in, things were not going well for Barry Trotz. In fact, to the point that Craig Leopold had become a little bit impatient, wanted to turn things around, and was ready to make the big call on Barry Trotz. And it came down to a game in Detroit, which had always been a struggle for the Predators. The Predators were down 3-0 going into the third period of this game, and Craig Leopold is getting the itchy trigger finger on the phone. He's getting ready to call in, make the big decision. So this story, obviously, Barry Trotz was not fired 5 years into his tenure. He stayed for many years. So the book goes into just what transpired and how Barry Trotz's job was saved.
John Glennon in studio with us.
We received a request on Twitter.com from a listener
for more
who
readings?
Said, yes,
random readings?
Yes, well, sort of. They say, and the tweet comes into us, a golden opportunity here, guys. Andrew Luck being with Rowe must interview John Glennon about his book on a special Midday 180 edition of the Andrew Luck Book Club podcast.
And we could get some nice, maybe Christmassy background.
Yes.
Music. I think it's
this will
still
happen
a chance
when we return.
Yeah.
And we'll talk some Preds too.
Completely unplanned. We'll see how it
yeah,
goes.
Yeah. We're spur of the moment. Kind of like Nick Zeppos with his AD high.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy. So from on the book tour that Glenn Glenno is currently on, John Glennon from The Athletic in studio with us. The new book, 100 Things Predators Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Maybe he will get on the Andrew Luck Book Club podcast, which would sound something like this in real life.
Well, we're back on this new theme music. I love it.
Welcome to another episode of the Andrew Luck Book Club podcast. I am honored, thrilled to be joined by a Pulitzer Prize winning author, a Stanford professor, the author of The Orphan Master's Son, Mr. Adam Johnson. Thank you very much.
If that were the case now.
Well, we're joined now by a guy who really needs no introduction, but I'll do it anyways. I'm a big fan of his work, going way back to his work with the Nashville Banner and the Tennessean. His name is John Glennon, frequently known as Glenn Glenno in literary circles. John, welcome to the Andrew Luck Book Club podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
John's latest work is titled 100 Things Predators Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. John, I'm inspired by many things, history, geography, Russian literature as well. What was your inspiration behind this work?
It was Russian geography. It's funny. It's funny that you mentioned. A lot of people assume that it was Preds because I've covered them for so long. But yes, actually, it is Russian Radulov. Geography.
Yeah. That's right. I'm a huge fan of words and wordplay. I see number 92, chapter 92 reads Harry Z's long wait finally paid off. What can you tell us, John, about that long wait and how it finally paid off? I can't wait to read that one.
Well, as you know, in that wordplay, Harry Z is the last word in the last letter in the alphabet, and it's close to the end of the book also. That's today's lesson, kids.
I've been a big fan throughout history of neutrality. I love Switzerland and them staying out of everything. And this one really jumped out to me. Chapter 84 reads, "The Finns never fought." I know my Nordic history and know that many Vikings came from Finland. They fought a lot back in the day. Read many works about that. What do you mean by the Finns never fought in chapter 84, John? I'm sorry, Glenn.
that refers to the peace-loving goaltenders of the Nashville Predators, Pekka Rinne and Jussi Saros, both from Finland, who never battled one another.
You know it's great whenever Chad has Paul coughing during the middle of a second.
I don't know. That's not much of a challenge.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Excuse me, gentlemen. One more question for Glenn Glenow before we conclude this week's edition of the Andrew Luck Book Club podcast. I'm really interested in chapter 61, Glenn. It reads, "The Night Hockey Stopped Mattering." I love sport. I think it's very important to American and European culture, which there's a lot of Europeans playing in the National Hockey League. What almost happened where hockey stopped mattering?
Well, you know, in the long run, it doesn't really matter because chapter 62 is the night that hockey resumed mattering. Oh. So we were saved. Yeah, saved in that regard. It's a bit of a cliffhanger.
That story took 1,600 words to write, so you broke into two chapters. I like it.
Once again, I want to thank our guest this week, John Glennon, his latest work, 100 Things Predators Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's a real hoot. It's a riot. You're going to read it very quickly. I certainly did. I read it in between film sessions, getting ready for the Jags, and may have led to that shutout loss, but that's how engaged I was in this work. Really big fan of John Glennon's work. You can also Google him under Glenn Glennow, as the great Hope Hines once referred to him as. Another legend. This has been another edition of the Andrew Luck Book Club podcast with our guest,
done.
John Glennon.
Maybe the best.
Thank
you.
Bravo.
I had long aspired to be on the Andrew Luck podcast. I feel like I don't even need to go to my signing now.
It's canceled.
Yeah.
Breaking news. John Glenn Glennow's book signing canceled.
Sales are skyrocketing in Indianapolis as well.
The Andrew Luck impression makes me sweat. Like the amount of gesticulating I'm doing over here and shaking. Like
yeah,
I'm
it's not just a vocal exercise. Yeah, it's a full body exercise.
Yeah.
Well
it's
done,
almost
Chad.
Like a full body dry heave, like Elaine Bennett's dancing.
I got the dry heavy kind of cough.
Are you going to make it through today?
John, honestly, like you're great friends with Paul. So Chad and I are great friends with Paul. I'm worried for his health. He's been sick. He claims for like a couple of months, but this really goes back to when he had the shingles. This is like a year and a half in the works now.
I think you're right. And
when
that
I had the
is
shingles,
why
I was still covering the Jags. We're not sure it was the shingles. Teresa insists it wasn't the shingles. Wasn't on my back as the shingles off.
But that's the whole problem. That's
hand.
Why I'm worried about you. No one knows what's wrong with
we
you.
Can't diagnose anything that I have. I'm a mystery patient.
Well, what's
patient
scarier,
X.
though?
See, now that makes me think nothing's really wrong with you. If your doctor just tells you that sounds like something a doctor would tell you because you're feeling bad, but it's
did,
really
did you
nothing.
Not see the rash on my arm when
no,
I had
No, but
that
like
thing?
This environmental allergy, like I hear that and I think, oh, so you're fine.
Do you not hear me coughing? I mean, do you think it's a pretend?
But now you said yesterday it was allergies at which I can only guess is allergies to the world. This has been going on for 2.5 months in every situation, in every condition.
I suffer a similar affliction. I'm allergic to the world. Everything. Yes.
No, Paul, it's, clearly something is wrong with working. You. I just don't know.
Well, we've known that for quite some time.
We have known that for a while. I just don't know if the doctor is actually doing you any help here because you've been out like four or five times in the last four or five months.
Replacement doctors, I welcome your resumes at Midday 180 or at Paul Kuharsky NFL. I'm accepting auditions for replacement doctors.
I think Nick Zippos might have a good one.
Well, he's not taking any calls. He's very, very, very busy. If he's not answering the AD from Oregon, he sure as hell doesn't have time for me.
We do have our infectious disease specialist from Vanderbilt. Perhaps
Buddy Creech.
Yeah.
Buddy Creech.
Where's you? Yeah, you're bad buddies with Buddy Creech.
Buddies with Buddy. I can see what I can do for you there, Chief.
So, John, since we're having a medical minute right now, how dire is the injury situation with the Preds at this point?
It is difficult. You know, I mean, every team certainly is going to undergo injuries during the year. You're going to lose a player from time to time. But to lose, you know, four players out of the lineup, the caliber the Preds have right now, and Kyle Turris, Philip Forsberg, Victor Arvidsson, P.K. Subban, is a bit above and beyond the call. And really, to me right now, it's kind of a survival time for the Predators. I think they just kind of have to tread water. They've got to do their best they can to win some home games. They've got three in a row come up and sort of wait for the cavalry to come back and give them some help. You know, Kyle Turris, I noticed that Adam Vingan from The Athletic is reporting that Kyle Turris is skating again here for the second straight day. So that's a step in the right direction. But this is a serious a wallop to the Preds' firepower. At the same time, it's an opportunity for guys like Kevin Fiala, Craig Smith, Ryan Hartman, guys who have been hoping to play bigger roles, move up in the lines. This is a great opportunity, a great audition for them to get the Preds through some tough times.
Seen coming down the pike here on Twitter that Ian Rappaport says that John DeFilippo has been fired, offensive coordinator of the Vikings.
Wow.
How about that?
This guy's mentioned as a head coaching possibility.
Yeah.
They've been through three coordinators under Zimmer lately, with Turner and then Shermer.
Yep.
And then DeFilippo, who is a hot, hot, hot commodity.
We spent a lot of time this year discussing his name.
I mean, and we thought about him when we were talking about LaFleur and everything. That game last night was painful to watch, especially if you needed anything from Thielen, who gave you nothing. And nobody on Minnesota gave you anything.
All right, but as we wrap up the hour briefly, two friends here in the room, do you see each other as competition with The Athletic and PaulGaharski.com?
I don't think so. Not necessarily.
Paul's never thought of it.
I do. I mean,
look at Paul's reaction.
By the very definition, you pay for The Athletic, you pay for PaulGaharski.com, you're both providing Titans info. You're a competition.
Yeah.
I want you guys to fight. We don't. Go ahead.
We do that enough at the practices. This is one of the few areas we don't actually fight. But I don't think so. I think kind of The Athletic's approach and
I subscribe to both, by the way.
And it's not very expensive either. I think the approaches we take are different. I think Paul is much more of a daily analysis kind of type blog
and stronger website. Opinion probably
shockingly
right.
I think The Athletic is more of a big picture site, and you know, you'll see more of the
longer reads,
more profiles, that type of thing. So yeah, we're both bringing you a ton of Titans info, but I think it's delivered in different ways and different formats. So we're the best of pals. We never have a harsh word for one another, ever.
No, and we have a lot of harsh words for each other, but it's really not about work.
Yeah.
It might be about work approach, but it's never about work product.
It's about Paul's hypochondria.
Well, right, what's a little bit scary is that you guys have the benefit of sitting maybe 4 to 6 to 8 feet away from when I sit next to him in Titans training camp. There's about a foot between us, so whatever has, I'm likely to
get.
It's true.
Yeah. Hopefully
sure
between now
out,
and your book sign.
Check out The Athletic at theathletic.com for all the Titans coverage with Glenn Gleno and Travis Haney and PaulGaharski.com. They both appreciate
something
me mentioning
that.
And the book signing
and the
one
book.
More time, John?
One more time. 5 to 7 tonight at the Vanderbilt Barnes & Noble on West End. I'll be signing copies of 100 Things Predators Fans Should Know and Before They Die. Come on over, bring a book, and I will sign.
And if you don't make it for the book signing, this is the easiest stocking stuffer in the world for somebody that's a Preds fan in your life. No BS there. What, $13 in the stocking, easy read. I could see it winding up.
We have some
frankly,
people tweeting
John,
and they just bought it already.
I'm not saying this is a critique or anything like that, but I could see it winding up in bathrooms throughout Middle Tennessee.
I'll take that as a compliment.
That was Glenn on Sports, Midday 180 Predators correspondent.